In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing on volume 29, 323, 1931. And what we have here is Jesus saying this: my divine will in the unity of its light does always one act, nor does it ever cease doing it. So here it is, that fiat lux is what God began everything. And he says he never ceases this. Everything is in that, let there be light. And only when it is not subject to an interruption, then it can be called called complete. So the interruption is like with us, we think of creation, redemption, and sanctification. And yet with God, it's one thing. He says, this act never interrupted, says everything, embraces, loves all, embraces all from its height, in which this act never says enough. It casts an infinite, it casts an infinity of effects. It makes it hold heaven and earth as though in its power. And it communicates to creatures the celestial dew of the effects of its divine sanctity, of its divine love, of its divine life. But these effects convert for the creature into acts in such a way that the soul feels within herself all the acts of the divine life, of divine light, of divine sanctity, divine love. And the creature who lives in my divine will forms in her life her nourishment, her growth under the rain, this pouring, this showers of the celestial dew of the single act of God, of her creator. Our God wants us to dive into this infinite ocean of love and to stay there. He says it's where we belong. See, a lot of people only know of the earth, and no one is getting ready for eternity. When I mean no one, it's the majority. The earth is where we live, and we believe this is it, and it's not. It's to find God, to see God, to smell God, to taste God, to touch God. That's why Jesus says, your senses were made for God. St. Thomas Aquinas says, we see the I love you of God in all creation. We hear it in all creation. We smell it in all creation. It's this divine, I love you, you know, especially in the spring with the flowers all over the place. It's God cannot stop saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And he's asking us to enter into this. So after this, she says, I continued my acts in the divine will, and I comprehended how when we dispose ourselves, again, this disposition is important, to do an act, the divine volition, before we do the act, places in it its prime act, to give the life of the act in the creature. So when we dispose ourselves to live in the divine will, the life in that happens in what we think, say, and do is we go back to the prime act of God to give the life of that act in the soul. So here, Jesus is showing Louisa that it's not just to do what you want. Everything is for the glory of God. Everything is for the salvation of souls. Everything is to participate in that fiat lux. Let there be light. You are the light of the world, Jesus says. So Jesus says, my daughter, in each act of the creature, there is a triple act. First, the creative strength forms the act, and the creature over the act of the creative strength forms an act of her operating love. So it's the creative strength forms the act. Creative strength forms the acts of her operating love, and that nourished by the straight creative strength, and according to the intensity of the love of the soul, its proximity, the good, the values that it contains. So it does. So does it receive more or less nourishment of the act of the creative strength. So Jesus says, you can get 100% or 30%, 10%. He says, what do you want? Do you want to receive more nourishment from the act of this prime act of God? Do you want to have more of it being fulfilled the way God wants it? Or do you want it the way you want it? Volume 29, 5:16, 1931. I am always at the start of my dear inheritance of the divine fiat, and it seems to me that it whispers to my ear, as it was in the beginning, it shall be world without end. I shall always be world without end. So here we can participate in the prime act of God, Jesus says. He says it's whispering to her ear, the divine inheritance of the fiat. See, this is, we're finally at receiving this body of truths of the returning to the divine inheritance that which we were created. And again, it's not the fullness. It's not the fullness. Why? Because we're just beginning this. It's the scratching of the surface. And the more that we read this, the more that we study this, the more we enter into this. It's not that you read it once and you possess it. No, it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Yeah. So he says, you too, if you remain in my divine will, shall always be equal to yourself. You shall never change action. You shall always do my divine will. We enter into that prime act of God. In the variety of your actions, you shall be able to call effects of that first single act of the divine will, the fiat lux, the effects of the fiat lux. And it flows into your acts and makes them one. And that has the virtue of producing like sun, this sun in the sky, the beautiful rainbow of the effects of the colors of the effects of its light without changing its one act of always giving light, fiat lux. So it's God wants us to enter into this life of God. It's not that we become gods. That's why he created his children. We can be in his image and likeness, not ours. What happiness is felt in the soul to be able to say, I do always the divine will. See, we want to get to that point of no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, not to the point of no more sin. I always do the divine will. To everything is fiat. Everything is peace, joy, and happiness. Everything is yes to God. Volume 29, 5:27, 1931. My little being is nothing other than one single act of the divine will. My little rivulet is full inside and out of that will which fills both heaven and earth. Oh, how holy volition, holy will of God. You be the life. You be the actor. You be the spectator of all my acts so that all of them rise it again in you alone, God. They may be called be the call of all the acts of all of humanity to make them rise again in your fiat so that its kingdom may be extended to all of humanity again. This is our role. Our role is to enter into this gift so it can be given to all the world. That's the life of Louisa and God's overflowing love, because what he gave to Louisa, it's like the overflowing love that he gave to the Blessed Mother. Now we can be redeemed. Now with this overflow of love to Louisa, now we can be sanctified. Jesus is saying, what do you want? I've got everything ready for you. If you can say fiat, if you can say yes, we can begin. Volume 29, 7:13, 1931. Motion is the sign of life. There is no motion. If there is no motion, there cannot be life. So, to know whether the creature possesses my divine will is if in her innermost soul, she feels my divine will alone as prime motion of everything. So the Lord is saying, is the divine will everything for you? Yes. Is the divine will everything for you? Or are things of earth still yours? If your passions, are they still yours? Are you, who you are, is that still yours? He says, if her innermost soul feels my divine will alone is prime motion of everything that goes within her. In fact, my divine will being the prime motion Whether it rains, it shall make its prime divine motion felt. We're going to experience this. Upon that shall hang all the eternal and external acts, as though from the center of the prime motion of my divine will. Everything begins from that fiat lux of God. Therefore, it shall be the prime motion, the world of honor, the commandant, the ruler, in such a way that each act shall be in waiting to receive the prime motion in order to move and operate. We're going to enter into the prime act of the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Is this our life? He says, so if the creature feels in her acts the prime motion of my divine will, it is a sign that it reigns in her soul. But if on the contrary, if she feels in her prime act emotion, the human end, that's worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, sin, her own pleasure, that's your passions, her own natural satisfactions. I mean, this is why Lent is so important for us. To give up what you humanly love. Doesn't mean you give up your family, but you love chocolate. Give it up for Lent. You see what's happening is to overcome that, as he says, the natural satisfaction. God wants us to enter into the supernatural love, the taste for pleasing creatures. I know so many people that are silent and not speaking the truth because they want to please someone. It happens in a lot of families. We're supposed to live the Catholic life. And that means speak the truth in love. And a lot of people say, well, that's just going to cause trouble. I'm going to be silent. I'm going to be silent. And that's not what God is asking. God is asking us to speak the truth. The truth sets you free. Scripture says, if someone is doing wrong and you present that to them in love, you know, it would be better if, you know, you thought this way or that way. And they say no, then the truth has been spoken to them, and then they must endure the wrath of God, Scripture says. It's when you're silent, it's like you let them continue to live a life. And that's where we live today. Everything is being compromised. Everything is, it really doesn't matter. Well, yes, it does. It's not that you're always pointing out this. It's like, you know, it's a lot of times Our Lady was silent. She was silent at the foot of the cross, watching her son be crucified and die, watching her heart be split in two. But there are certain situations where we have to speak the truth and speak the truth in love. It's not to condemn. It's just to say it's better if. You know, that's what Jesus will show you. He'll show you that very, very clearly. So again, what is really essential is what Jesus says here. My divine will shall not only reign, but from it shall act as her servant, serving her in her acts, because there is no act that the creature can do if my divine will does not concur in it, either dominating her or serving her. So here, Jesus says, a lot of people want to please creatures, but my divine will should not only reign, it's the Lord of your life, but from queen, it shall act as her servant. That means pleasing someone, you're putting out of order the true life of Jesus and Mary. And now they're your servants, serving the soul in her acts. Because there is no act that the creature can do if my divine will does not concur in it, either dominating her or serving her. So we have to get back to the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And a lot of times too, there are people that, you know, we just pray for them. A lot of mothers' hearts are broken and tears of a woman are very powerful, Jesus says. And, God will answer your prayers. He does. He always does. And you might not see it quickly, but God will answer your prayers. And so instead of having the divine will serve you, or you want the divine will to dominate you, you want it to be the, the power of your life, the love of your life, the call of your life, you know, obedience to Christ and his church, not to be silent, but to say, you know, this is what the church teaches and this is what I believe. And again, I hope you understand, but this is where I have to make my stand. It's not against you. It's for the church. It's not to serve that which is opposed to the church, but serve the church. And again, there will be conflict. There will be conflict. But the great thing is, in the divine will, that's the power of God. It's not to back off. It's to speak with love. I remember a good friend of mine, you know, he stood up for the teachings of the church, and his family had a terrible time with him. But what happened after a few years, the family came back to the church, and they said it was because of your obedience, your faithfulness to the church that made us realize this is essential. It might not be, it can't be seen instantly. People have made their decisions, but to live this life and to speak this life of this Catholic life, faithful and obedience to Christ and his church, God wins. God wins. So again, do you want the divine will to dominate you, or do you want the divine will to serve you? And that's what the divine will did when Adam said, I will not serve, I will not obey, echoing the evil one. I'm not going to obey what you said. I'm going to do what I want. And that's why we're in this situation where Christ had to redeem us. And now we can go back to where Adam was before the fall, in total submission, a total docility, a total surrender to this great gift of the divine will. Volume 29, 8:30, 1931. My Jesus, my love, oh, how I wish to be one single act of your will, to be at peace with everyone, all, and to possess the union, the inseparability of the heavens, of the sun, of everything. And you would find in me the love that you placed in the heavens, that you placed in the sun, that you placed in everything, the fiat lux. Let there be light. I want Jesus, I want you to find in me this word that you spoke from the beginning. The word that Our Lady spoke, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. The word that you taught Luisa, fiat voluntas tua, may your kingdom reign in me on earth. The divine will reign in me on earth as it is in heaven. Volume 29, 9, 12, 1931. In this tabernacle, I do my day of carrying out everything. Now, this is Jesus in the tabernacle. That's why we visit him. I carried out in 33 years my mortal life. And just as in everything I did and do as God, the prime purpose, the prime act of life is the will of my Father. That's what we want. That it be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is what Jesus wants to see in us, the prime, the life of the Father. His will be done on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. So in the little host, I do nothing other than implore that the one be my divine will with my children. So God is saying, I'm going to back to where we were in the beginning. You have been redeemed. We've had 2,000 years to learn how to do the will of God. And Jesus says, now I want you to live in the will of God. And this is what he's doing. And I call you in this divine will in which you find my whole life in act. And you, by following the whole act in my life, ruminating it and offering it, unite yourself with me in my Eucharistic day to obtain that my divine will be known, loved, and reign upon earth. See, this is our life. Jesus says, I could not give you a greater apostolate. This is the apostolate of apostolates. What is it? To obtain that God's will be known first by us, loved first by us, reign first by us who are reading the book of heaven, and in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So it affects my family, my friends, my neighbors, my coworkers, my parishioners. It affects my nation. It affects my church. It affects my world. It affects everything. So you too shall be able to say, I do my day together with Jesus in the Eucharist. I do it one with Jesus in the Eucharist. That's why we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And it's not a time for reading. St. Teresa says, if you can't think of an I love you to God, he says, read something. But then focus on God, loving him, praising him, thanking him, blessing him, worshiping him. 529, 9:16, 19:31. For the soul who lets herself be dominated by the divine will, one shall be the act, but as the substance of light that it produces, it possesses, the soul shall feel its many effects and shall produce as the effects of its light, the works, the steps, the word, the thoughts, the heartbeat of my divine will in humanity. Therefore, the soul could say, I am a single act of the supreme will. Everything else is nothing other than the effects of its light. And nothing else is the effects of the fiat lux. I'm participating in let there be light in me. Let there be light in my brothers and sisters. Let there be light in the world, the church, in the universe. 529, 10:4, 19:31. You must know how all the acts of my divine will are innumerable, reduce themselves all to one single point. This is the great marvel of our supreme being, to form, to possess, to see all possible and imaginable acts in one single act. Fiat lux. In the same way, all the acts done by the creature in our divine will reduce themselves to one single act. Now, in order to have the virtue of enclosing all the acts within one single act, the soul must form and possess within herself the continuous love, my perennial will, that shall give origin to all the acts and shall make them start from within the virtue of the one single act, the fiat lux. Enter into this. It hasn't ended. It's the life that we're supposed to be reigning in. That's why Our Lady could say, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you have said, fiat lux. And then Luisa now, let it be done to me. May your divine will reign in me as you have said, as Our Lady has listened to and said yes. It's to enter into this new and abundant life that John Paul II says is very, very close. In the same way, all the acts done by the soul in our divine will reduce themselves to one single act. Now, in order to have the virtue of enclosing all the acts within one single act, the soul must form and possess within herself the continuous I love you. Dive into this continuous ocean of light, of love, of life. My perennial will, and that shall give origin to all the acts and shall make them start from within the virtue of the one single act. See then, all the acts you have done in my divine will have unified together in one single act. They have formed your cortege, your support, your strength, your light that never goes off. And they love you with you so much that making themselves arms keep you as the dear apple of my fiat's eye, because in it they were formed and receive this new and abundant life. Volume 29, 10:8, 1931. My poor mind praying my round. We're praying. We want to learn how to pray the round. Praying the round in the Son of the Supreme Fiat. And I find it surrounded by all the works, all the sacrifices, the pains, the heroism of all the saints, ancient and new, have done. Those of the Queen of Heaven, as well as the Blessed Jesus, has done for love of us. So everything is found in that prime act of God. The divine will preserves everything. And having been the prime actor of all the good acts of humanity, it keeps them jealously and holds them in deposit within itself. And it uses them to glorify itself, to glorify those souls who did them. See, where Jesus says, when you do an act and around in the divine will, it glorifies the souls. Today's Barnabas, St. Barnabas, everything that we do today, we want to repair and redo that he has done in the divine will, so that everything is magnified for him in heaven today. And then I, seeing that everything belongs to the will of God, since it is also mine, everything was mine. And praying my round in the divine will, in each act, I offer them as mine to glorify more the eternal volition and to impetrate the coming of its kingdom upon earth. It's coming. It's happening. And Jesus is saying, I want you to be part of this celebration of the kingdom of God on earth as it is heaven. But I want you to begin now to live this. Live this with peace, joy, and happiness. 5:29, 10:26, 19:31. I am always in the arms of the divine fiat. That's where we want to be. That's where Louisa was. That's where we want to be. That form its day of light in my little soul. And even though some clouds show up in this day, the power of its light fixes on it and its cloud, and seeing it fixed upon it, the cloud flees and dissolves. And it seems to say, it shows that there is no place for me in this day, this new day that you're living in, that the divine will forms in humanity. And the divine will seems to answer it. Wherever I am present, there is no place for anyone because of the creature. I, God, want to make a single act of my divine will that does not admit anything at all that does not belong to me. It's God. We want to participate in God. This is the communion that our God is bringing. Oh, divine will, how admirable, how powerful, how lovable you are, and highly jealous wherever you reign. We want to enter into that prime act of God. Volume 30, 12, 8, 1931. My daughter, our celestial mama holds primacy over all the goods of all of humanity. Our lady, as queen, has the mandate and the right to make the withdrawal of all their acts into her act. Her love of queen and mother is so great that as the creature disposes herself to form her act of love from the highest of her throne, Our Lady makes a ray of her love descend. So she participates in this with us as true mother. She invests and surrounds their acts of love to place them from her own as prime love. And she repeats, Majesty most holy, my adoration extends in all the adorations of all of humanity, all of my children. My prayer prays you in their prayer, repairs with their reparation. And as mother, my sorrow invests and surrounds their pains. I shall not feel myself queen if I do not run and place my prime act over all their acts, nor shall I enjoy the sweetness of mother if I do not run to surround, help, compensate for, and embellish and fortify all the acts of the children so that they may be able to say, the acts of my children are one with mine. I may be able to say, the acts of my children are one with the Blessed Mother. Do you see how powerful these prayers are? That's why Jesus says, believe that you have received them and they are yours. We know that this is of Jesus. We know this is of Mary. We know that our prayers are going to be answered. I hold them in my power before God in order to defend them, help them, and ensure pledge that they shall reach me in heaven. Therefore, my daughter, you are never alone in your acts. You have the celestial mother together with you, and not only surrounds you, but nourishes you, your act with her light, with her virtues to give it life. In fact, you must know that the sovereign queen, even from her immaculate conception, was the first and only creature who formed the link of connection between the creator and the creature broken by Adam. This she, by her fiat mihi, she accepted the divine mandate to bind God and men back together again. And she bound them with her prime acts of fidelity, of sacrifice, of heroism, and of making her human will die in each of her acts, not once, but always, always, to make that of God live again. From this sprang forth the font of divine love and cemented God and man in all their acts. So Our Lady's acts, Our Lady's maternal love, Our Lady's dominion of queen are cement that runs that cement the acts of humanity, to render them inseparable from her own, unless someone ungrateful would refuse to receive the cement of the love of his mama. Again, everything's ready. Everything's ready. Volume 30, 1-3-1932. More than son, the soul shall give to all creatures the right to possess a kingdom so holy. Okay, more than son, this divine will give to all creatures the right to possess the kingdom of God so holy. And we, triune God, with infinite wisdom, shall abound with graces, with light, with helps, with surprising means, so that the souls may let the kingdom of my divine will reign in their midst. God is doing this. All we say is fiat. Therefore, let me do this. When it is your Jesus that has told you this, that's enough. See, we know, because we've read the volume so often, that it is Jesus that is speaking. When you know, when you hear, let me do, and that it is your Jesus has told you this, that's enough. It is as though already done. To see the power of God? All evils and all creatures together have no power, no right over our most holy divine will, nor can they prevent a single act of our divine will wanted by decrees of our wisdom. So therefore, again, volume 30, 1-7-1932. You must know that the fulfilled acts of my divine will enters the inseparability of everything the divine will has done and shall do. Otherwise, it would not be a single act, but would be subject to a succession of acts that cannot be, either in our divine will being or in our divine will. And besides, the creation is a tangible example. All created things are inseparable among themselves, but one distinct from the other. Look at the sky, fulfilled its act of the fiat. Its fiat as footstool to the celestial fatherland up above, where all the happiness and joys run. It is occupied by all the angels and the saints. Upon it, we form our throne. So it's really interesting today with the iPhone, everybody's looking down. And when I read, look up, I really truly believe Jesus is talking about this time. Everybody's looking down, wherever they are, at the airport, at the restaurants. They're always looking down, looking down, looking down, looking down. And Jesus says, look up, your redemption is near at hand. I think what he's saying is when everybody's looking down, that means God's coming. Look up. The evil one has made sure that our God is what basically in the cell phone. Our God is in the iPhone. God says, look up. So what the Lord does is he leads us, he guides us, he directs us to himself. And he needs us to understand that the world says, look down. Jesus keeps on telling us, look up. He says, it's close. It's very, very close. Volume 30, 224, 1932. In order to keep me occupied and estranged from everything, the divine will gives me many surprises. The divine will tells me many beautiful things, one more beautiful than the other. That's what we get when we read the Book of Heaven, something more beautiful than before. always things that belongs to the divine will in such a way that my poor mind remains as though enraptured and shrunken in its arms of light. Fiat lux, let there be light. And since everything it has done, even though it issued it outside, it keeps it all centralized within itself. So much so that if one looks inside its will, one finds one single act. If one looks outside, one finds innumerable works and acts that cannot be numbered. And I felt in the beginning of my existence. And if at that point I were to be come out to the light. So here we're going to see that time and space are much different than we have ever experienced. Time and space is going to be revealed in a more powerful way, because we're in that time where Our Lady says, time has now come to an end. We're going to enter this new and divine way of holiness. Things that were complicated for the saints are not going to be complicated for us. Why? Sanctification is coming to be in God's image and likeness. Again, don't put a limit on God. When you read the divine will, learn Our Lady, fiat, let it be done as you say. Fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. We learn from Louisa, may the divine will reign in me on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. Volume 30, 413, 1932. I thought to myself, oh, if I were freed from the poison of my body, from the prison of my body, my flights would be more rapid in the fiat. I would have known more. I would have been indeed one single act with it. So Luisa's learning from God, and this is volume 30. If I were free from the prison of my body, my flights would be more rapid in the fiat. I would have known more. I would have been indeed one single act with the divine will. But it seems to be that my nature makes me do some interruptions, as it were, placing obstacles, and it makes it hard for me to run always in the divine will. So here, this is important. When we die to our ego and our will, we are free. Okay. What are the three things that Jesus says? Die to what you want, who you are. Die to that so that you can die to your passions, so that you can die to the earth, that you can begin to live a life of heaven. And that freedom is to learn more about this kingdom of kingdoms, this light of light, this love of love, this new and divine way of holiness. Volume 30, 5, 8, 1932. So without the divine will, the soul knows nothing about her God. It can be said that she is illiterate. And if she knows anything, it is only a shadow or a few vowels, but not with divine clarity. Because without the divine will, there is no light. So again, Jesus has saved the best for last. He's given us the book of heaven. He didn't give it to the saints. The saints knew how to do the will of God. So now Jesus is saying, I want more for my children. Because without the divine will, there is no light. It is always nighttime. Here is the reason why so little is known about God and the celestial language. That's the book of heaven. The divine truths, that's the book of heaven, are not yet understood, because the divine will does not reign as life, as prime act of humanity. John Paul II says, get ready for a new and divine way of holiness. A new beginning is happening for everyone. Volume 5, 30, 1932. My divine will, possessing the primary act of life and the capacity to give life with its empire, holds the continuous act over the creature. In each instant, it gives itself to as life, light of light, light of sanctity, light of love, light of the life of fortitude. In sum, with it as life, there are no times, there are no circumstances, there are no places, there are no hours, there are no restrictions, nor any law, especially since it must give life. And life is formed with its continuous acts, not at intervals. So he's saying you're going to enter this new and divine way of holiness. Look at what he says. There are no times, circumstances, places, hours, no restrictions, nor laws. When somebody says to me, well, what are the rules of the divine will? I said, there's no rules in the divine will. Well, you have to pray this way, don't you? No. It's to enter into this life and have Jesus pray in your praying, Mary pray in your praying. We're so used to rules and regulations that some people say, well, this is how you do your prevenient act in the morning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's how you do it. No. Read the Prevenient Act, volume 14, May 27th, 1922. Read it. There's one paragraph. When you wake up in the morning, put yourself in the divine will and pray that you, in the name of everyone and everything, you can bring all of humanity with you to do what God is asking you to do, breathing, heart beating, walking, talking, whatever, seeing, gazing, listening, speaking. It's let God reign. And it depends on each soul. How much do you want to do this? How little do you want to do this? It's not you get 10 things and then you're done. No, it's constantly expanding. Because as you read, Jesus is going to teach you more of how to live this life. It's so amazing. It's so amazing. So he says, and therefore, in the ardor of its love, with its continuous empire, it can be said that it is a continuous baptism, continuous absolution, never interrupted, a continuous communion of each instant. See, we're entering into, he says, the divine will is the sacrament of sacraments. The divine will is the gift of gifts. The divine will is the prodigy of prodigies. It's continuous. It's never ending. You're being more filled with God in this gift. You're entering into this infinite love, diving into this infinite ocean of love. More so, since this will of ours was given to Adam in the beginning of his creation as the perennial life dwelling in him. So why do we receive Holy Communion? Jesus says you receive Holy Communion so that in that 15 minutes as the host is dissolving, before it dissolves, you're in communion with God. So what happens? Holy Mass ends. Why does it end? The church does not want to interfere with your communion with God. It's not a time for fellowship. It's a time for entering in communion with God. Why? Jesus says to prepare you for the perennial communion that you're going to receive. And I want it to begin now. That's why it says continual baptism, absolution, never interrupted, continuous communion in each instant. This oneness with God, walking and talking with God in the cool of the evening. That's what Adam had, a perennial communion with God. And God is offering this to us now. Why did he give us the sacraments and sacramentals? To prepare us for heaven, to live heaven now. This is an extraordinary time. The saints would love to be alive at this time. You read St. Teresa says, I want to live in those last days, those end days. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of Lucifer. Why? The kingdom is coming. That's what's coming. And Jesus says, I want you to begin to live heaven now. He says, I want you to rise from the dead now before you die. We'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.